Unit 1. First Impressions. Track 2.
We think about posture, for example. The way one stands. The way in which you can be upright but not rigid. The way you take charge of the space, for example, rather than hiding behind a table or a lectern. You try to get that direct contact with your audience. A problem comes, of course, with PowerPoint, where people want to stay near their laptop to change the slides. And obviously the message is very simple. Just use a remote and that will liberate you from your laptop. But also the way that we use our eye contact to scan the room rather than just look at the first few rows, so that everybody feels as though there's a conversation going on, no matter how far back they are or whether they're at the sides of the room. The way in which we use modulation in our voices, you know, the kind of intonation that we use. There is also sometimes perhaps a tendency to want to shout in order to be heard in a large room. If there's a microphone, try it out before the audience arrives. See how your voice sounds. Get that feel for how you're going to sound, how you're going to come across, and modulate your voice accordingly. But also remember how important intonation is. English is the language of Shakespeare, after all. So we have that capacity to produce all sorts of light and dark shades in our voices that add interest and get the audience really paying attention. And I think also we need to think very carefully about how we control our gestures. Certainly all of us have perhaps particular mannerisms that we might use, but you know, the flicking of the hair, or the nervous fidgeting with a bracelet or a ring, or the constant adjustment of the suit jacket, or the nervous cough can become a distraction to the audience. And all of that can happen in the first minute or so. A minute is a long time when you're speaking.